This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
6:47, 13 till 7. Today's weather is going to be kind of like it was yesterday, so that tells you everything you need to know. One thing I find interesting is the political or perception, I guess, when it comes to green energy and clean energy and solar and the United States and China. And I think there's a perception out there or political outlook that China pollutes the environment. They don't care that the United States should forego clean energy or green energy because, and then solar because China doesn't care, when in fact China's beaten the United States when it comes to clean energy. Greg Upton joins us now, director of LSU Center for Energy Studies. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Doing well. Good morning, Tommy.
All right, tell me about that. About the, it seems to me there is a political perception that China doesn't care about green this, clean that. They don't give a, you know what, all they want to do is pollute the environment as quickly as they can. But yet, we also talk about China and their technical advancements. And when it comes to solar, when it comes to other things, China really is way ahead of us, are they not?
Well, it's is a lot of questions. It's a nuanced question.
Jump into wherever you feel comfortable.
Absolutely. Yeah, sure. So China, of course, has been growing rapidly over the last decade. But the really reason why they've been growing so rapidly is because they started off just way, way poorer than the United States. And so today, the GDP per capita in China is about a third of that in the United States. So meaning that the average worker there is about a third as productive as the average worker in the United States. But at the same time that they, of course, have lower GDP, if you look at the total amount of emissions per unit of GDP that they produce, China has about twice the emissions per, again, unit of output than the United States. And this creates a big conflict for them. Of course, they want to see that economic development. But on the flip side, the emissions are a big deal. And, you know, you and I, Tommy, have talked a lot of times about greenhouse gas emissions in this global market. And that's kind of a luxury for us in the United States to be talking about that. In China, the discussion is way more around localized pollutants. And a lot of these large metro areas have very, very poor air quality. And so when they talk about what is going to be the energy mix of the future, of course, there's the climate discussion, and we can get into that. But I think the way bigger piece of it is really those localized air pollutants. And by the way, the, you know, economic estimates out there estimate that that air pollution is one of the largest causes of premature death globally, and that's something that we're really fortunate to not really deal with here in the United States, at least relative to the extent that they've dealt with other places in the world, in particular China, that's been dealing with that. In terms of the electricity demand and energy demand, as we've talked about in the United States, it's been flat over the last decade. And the reason for the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Flat energy demand in the U.S. is, on one hand, of course, you have the economic growth, and that increases the demand for energy. But on the other hand, you have these efficiencies, and that's going to reduce the demand for energy. And in the United States and in Western Europe, those have about been in balance. But when you go to the developing world, that calculus is very, very different. Of course, you have efficiencies, and those are going to lead to reductions in demand. But the economic growth component of it is significantly larger than here in the United States. So what you're seeing is just an enormous amount of investment in trying to meet this growing energy demand in the developing world. So China, of course, is building out wind and solar rapidly, and you're absolutely correct that in terms of just the sheer amount of wind and solar that they're building, it's a way larger amount than the United States. It's also true that the share of their total electric grid from wind and solar now is actually higher than the United States. But it's also true that China's emissions continue to increase rapidly. They continue to build out coal at a very, very large scale. And so it's really a double-edged sword. Yes, they want to meet that energy demand. Yes, they want to reduce those emissions, especially those localized pollutants. But there's a trade-off between those two things.
So let me take a break. It seems like what I'm hearing is right now they're not going to take a step back to anybody. So they continue to build coal, and I'll ask you about nuclear when we come back. But they continue to build coal. They realize, though, that, and I go harken back to the Olympics whenever they were in China, that how bad the pollution was. They realize that they're polluting their own country first before the world, right? I mean, it starts there. So they have to do something about it. So they're working on solar or alternative energy as fast as they can, but they're not giving up on what's polluting the air now. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's accurate.
All right, we'll pick it up. We come back 6:52, 8 till 7. Traffic now, WWL. I think what Tommy Tucker, WWL, 6:57, I think what gets lost in this green energy debate and as it relates to the United States and coal energy, coal-generated power, and China and other developing nations, is that the first thing you do before you pollute the world is pollute your own nation. China knows that. That's why they're working on nuclear power and some other things. And for those that say, well, the United States, it doesn't matter what they do as far as the world pollution goes because of what China and other nations are doing, developing nations are doing, not that China's a developing nation, but the pollution's going to start here in the United States, right, Greg, and then spread around the world?
Yeah, so there's two type of pollutants that we think about. The first is localized pollutants. And so that, you think about the debates around acid rain and, you know, these scrubbers on these coal plants that happened in the United States. And we have implemented technologies that have reduced those significantly since the 1970s and 1980s. The other type of pollutant is a greenhouse gas emission. And that's something like carbon dioxide, that if you emit carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, it doesn't negatively impact the person who is a mile away from that emission source. That mixes in the atmosphere and impacts the global temperature, which impacts the world for the next century, two centuries to come. And so you know, you've got these localized pollutants that we've really dealt with in the United States. Not that we can't make more progress, of course, but that was really a hotter topic 2 decades ago. We're really seeing China deal with that topic today, again, as they reach this, go on this path of economic development.
So are they making huge strides? And when it comes to solar, I don't know about the physics of this. I know you're an economist, not a physicist, but I'm just wondering if China's not taking the lead on when it comes to green energy, and are they leaving the United States behind or not necessarily?
My opinion is they're not. I mean, they're building out a lot of capacity of it. They're doubling down on the manufacturing of these things. And also we didn't get into it, but the precious metals, that's a huge thing. But on the technology development, the U.S., in my view, is still number one.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate your time as always. Greg Upton, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies. We'll take a break. We come back. We talked to Archie Chesson. President LaFouche Parrish, soon to be executive director of the Office of Louisiana Highway Construction, and see what that means. And then we're going to talk about President Trump. He was diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency, a benign and common condition, and his ankles have been swollen, apparently. I didn't know anything about this till yesterday, so we'll talk about that. Then we're going to talk about Coke and obesity and sugar and all that stuff. It's a lot coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.